Dear ones, before we open the Word of God, let's bow our hearts in prayer. Lord, indeed it is a blessing and a privilege to be able to come together this evening as a body of believers, as thy church, as we have gathered in thy name, Lord, to learn of thee, to listen to thy Holy Spirit as thou has come into our midst. As we have gathered in thy name, we pray, Lord, that we would be attentive and listen as thou, Lord, will speak to us through thy word that is before us. May we, O Lord, put our full concentration and thoughts upon thee, that the inward man would be fed and nourished in the ways of life. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, for this evening's reading and meditation, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, I desire to begin with verse 20 to the end. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning with verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. May God bless our a couple of Sundays ago, or services ago, I don't remember exactly when it was, but one of the other ministering brothers referenced to the Psalm of David in his repentance, and it made me look at that psalm again later that week, and the verse that really came out to me is verse 6 of Psalm 51, where it says, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." So he's speaking of the heart of a man, and God is desiring truth from the inner man, from the heart of a man. And of course, then we can reference to God and what he speaks of the human heart. The Bible tells us that the heart is desperately wicked. It's continually set on evil. And so I thought, if as a Christian, what am I concerned with? Do I look to see that I do not commit all of the outward sins that you and others and can see. And it doesn't even matter that you don't see it. I'm not going to commit those things which is an actual physical act of doing some sin. And so I'm focused on that. In other words, what the Pharisee was doing. He was making the outside of the platter clean. And as a Christian, am I concerned, or have I completely neglected the heart, where Jesus says, from there comes everything that is evil? And in the Gospel of Matthew, it tells us where all evil comes from. It's in chapter 15 of Matthew, it says, do you not understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and then is cast out into the draught? He says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth, they come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart, let's listen to what comes out of the heart of a man. He says, evil thoughts proceed, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. These are the things which defile a man. So, as a Christian, am I concerned with my thoughts, my heart? What is proceeding out of my heart? You know, God's law that he gave to Moses, and it is the law of man today too, it says, thou shalt not steal. That addresses an actual physical act. Okay? I'm not going to steal. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to steal. But God's law does way more than that. God says, he speaks to the heart. Forget the theft. He says, thou shalt not covet. Don't covet. So God is concerned with my heart. God is concerned with your heart. Of course, the things which come out, the cursings and the life of that is unregulated by any standard of any kind, reveals exactly what is in the heart. But we can hide what's in the heart and not even be concerned with what is in the heart. As long as I don't do that which I covet or lust. The law says thou shalt not commit adultery, but God reprimands the thoughts. He reprimands the thought. He says, get that out of your heart. What did Satan do to Eve? He told her, look at that fruit. He told her to focus on that. And this is exactly what we read here He said, let thine eyes look right on and thine eyelids look straight before thee. Because it is from our eyes. Our eyes are our biggest form of temptation. Of we see what we see and we desire and we want. And marketers know that. They put billboards up with these juicy hamburgers and melted pizza, cheese, and you may not have even been thinking about food. Suddenly, you want it. You saw it. And it puts it in your mind and you focus on that. And we're being encouraged here by the word to keep our eyes straight, our eyelids And he says, don't let my words depart from your eyes. He says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Let those things not depart from thine eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of thy heart. We know that it's been said that the heart is the well. And in the old days when they used to take the bucket and they used to dip down into the well and bring out the water, that's what the mouth does. It brings out that which is in the heart. It's the bucket that brings out that which is in your heart. And so we are to guard our heart. That's why the Apostle Paul talks about put on the breastplate of righteousness. He talks about having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He says, ponder the path of thy feet. And let all thy ways be established. Where are we going? So what road is our feet taking us on? In the book of Genesis, we can read early on what God says of he says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great. The wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's the heart of a man. So now, if that is our heart, what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Jesus came, we know, the Bible tells us he came to save us from our sin. We like to rather focus on Jesus saved me from hell. But if I'm not saved from my sin, I'm not saved from hell either. Jesus says he came to save us from our sins, which means that we have to address the issues of the heart. So, what is the evidence that I can say that I have of my justification before God, that I am saved? Outside of a heart that is regenerated, born again, outside of a heart that is regenerated and a heart that is sanctified, a life that is sanctified, I have no evidence of justification. This is why Solomon is writing this, and he says, keep thy heart with all diligence. That means with all keeping, keep your heart. Keep your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. And so, dear ones, what is my focus? What is our focus as we go through our days? I know I said it many times, but there's many men in the world who would never do some of the things that we don't do as believers. They won't do it either. They have a moral path before them that they will not ever take something from someone, ever steal something from anyone, or do anyone any harm. And so if we just look at, if we're not concerned with the heart, the issues of the heart, and our hearts are continually being led down wicked paths, our heart, not our acts, we're not ever going to step into physically, have our feet take us into those ways. But if our heart's there, Jesus is reprimanding us. Jesus says, where the law says don't commit murder, That's the law of man, too. That's the law of man. Don't commit murder. But Jesus elevates it to new heights. Jesus elevates it to an issue where you and I have to consider that he is speaking to my heart. He says, don't be angry at your brother. Don't do any evil. Don't get mad if someone mocked you or made fun of you. Don't get mad if someone used you. You know, the saying is, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That's man. God doesn't say that. God says, never do anything back to anyone that is going to use you. Do good to them, he says. The man says, no, if I'm going to do good to you, that means you fooled me twice. Now it's shame on me. Jesus says, do good to those who use you. So again, he's speaking to the heart. Is the heart regenerated, born again, made new? So it's not only what Jesus did for me on the cross. It doesn't stop there. Because if it stops there, that means I'm not a partaker of what he did for me. But it has to be what Jesus did in me. And what he did in me is created a new heart. He created a new heart. A heart that loves him, worships him, serves him, walks in and loves his ways. His ways are pleasant and pleasing, and we rejoice in finding his paths. Earlier it says, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Why? Because it's all darkness around them. They're stumbling. It's darkness. There's no light. Why? Because Jesus isn't there. If our heart, not our feet. Again, let's forget about our feet and actually doing. Let's talk about the thoughts of our heart. Do we covet? Do we lust? Because that's what Satan did. He turned Eve's look into a lust, and she had to have that fruit. And that brought death. And so we are asked now to examine our hearts, to examine our heart, so that we can see, is my heart leading me? Is the Spirit of God, has he done for me, and has he done in me this work which gave me a new heart, has cleansed me and made me as white as snow? Put away the froward mouth. Put away the perverse lips. Just out of reach from thee? No. Far. So if it's far from thee, that means it's not in your heart. Because if it's in your heart, it's very close to your lips. He says, keep them far from thee. In other words, the heart that Jesus gave me now, that he regenerated and cleansed with his blood, that what he did for me, he did in me, I now have a clean heart, and those thoughts and those perverse lips and the eyes that are not wandering, but they're looking right on. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. And what does Jesus say? Follow me. So let's make sure that our feet are established. The only established path that exists is the way of Christ. That's the only established path. So if he says, let all thy ways be established, that means you have to be on the way of Christ. And so Jesus says, follow me. So when we follow him, our ways are established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. And he says, goes into the next chapter, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. He's speaking about all of our senses. Everything that we do, taste, touch, see, hear, everything has to be focused on my Savior who justified me when he gave me a new heart and sanctified me with a new heart to walk in his ways, the ways that are established before him. And so, my dear ones, this evening, as we came together, as we just think of these thoughts, I believe that every one of us will have, if we allow ourselves the time to really think about what did we just hear that Jesus is asking of us, that our ways would be established on his ways, that our hearts would be clean, that our thoughts would be clean. We think about, and I know we all have to just love the story of Stephen so much as we see a man who's just a mere man like me and you, who believed in Jesus, who embraced the promises of Christ, who was born again and cleansed by his blood. He learned of Jesus. And when he was mocked, when he was stoned, when he was beaten, when his life was being taken from him, his heart was not one that was raging and cursing and threatening, or he had a heart that was established in the ways of his master. Jesus saved him from his sin. Jesus gave him a new heart. Jesus, with his Holy Spirit, did a marvelous work in the life of Stephen. He did it in his heart. And Stephen looked at this mob that was bloodthirsty and taking his life from him, and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." This is a heart that loves God. And so, my question for me tonight, for all of us, is to simply ask ourselves, am I serving God out of doing, or am I serving God with a heart that rejoices in his ways, follows him, embraces his promises? Because if not, my heart, the Bible is established, is extremely nothing but evil and wickedness in it. So may God be with us as we ask him to reveal our thoughts, the hidden thoughts that David writes about. You know, the secret sins that I'm not even aware of myself. Reveal all those things. The things that maybe I've become so lax in that I don't recognize it as sin anymore. Reveal those things to me. Cleanse my heart. So may God bless his word this evening upon our hearts. Amen.